The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Back to the second hour of our show. Corey and I are chatting with Avi Gilbert. Avi is a gentleman who was introduced to us, oh gosh, probably 6 or 7 months ago. Very, very, I would have to say, precise and accurate technician. Avi, about 6 or 7 months ago, you were saying that your technicals were telling you that the gold market was going to go down in value. A lot of our listeners were unhappy to hear that. A lot of our listeners disagreed. But in fact, you were correct. Now, right now, yesterday, gold really took a tumble, yesterday being Friday, after going up, I would say, not meaningfully necessarily, but certainly going in an upward direction on Wednesday and Thursday. There was a lot of optimism about, you know, the turn has happened, etc. And then on Friday, gold absolutely plummeted in the opposite direction. Number one, give us your comments on why that happened. And number two, give us your predictions for the short-term future of the price of gold, would you?
Well, I can't discuss the whys. I don't follow the whys of the market. I just look at what I expect it to do. And if you remember earlier this week, I expected us to see a bounce in the market and then go down to further lows. Truthfully, I expected a bigger bounce. This bounce was exceptionally weak. When I look at silver in conjunction with gold right now, you know, it does seem as though the 2013 lows should hold here. I mean, the setup is here to clearly take out the lows. And if we take those lows out, it confirms that we're going to see much lower lows. But where silver is sitting right now in relation to where I'm looking at gold, I still would like to see a bigger bounce take place before we start heading to some real serious lows. Are we going to get it? Look, you know, we're dealing with non-linear markets. There are no guarantees. Personally, I didn't get a chance to add to my short positions. I've got stops on them right now should we come back up. But, I would have preferred to see a much bigger bounce off this region. Silver's telling me we still could. So I'm kind of undecided right here as far as gold.
I mean, there's no doubt that this bounce, and who knows if it is fully over, but it was very, very weak. I was hoping that gold would at least come up and somewhat test, or at least get closer to its upper resistance point. But right now, it seems to me that we just continue to drift lower and lower, and then on Friday, a fairly significant day down. Next week is going to be very interesting, but I continue to think that the buyers just are not in the gold market. Investors do not care about gold and silver, especially. It's going to be hard for, I think, gold and silver to get that huge buy coming in without some sort of external force pushing them in that direction. Would you agree with me?
Well, you know, let me give you an example of where we could see a turnaround without any catalyst. Yesterday, for example, in the market, we saw the big drop in the market after supposedly, you know, Draghi saying he's not going to do anything. But then how do we necessarily explain this major turnaround? I just view markets as being pushed by sentiment. And when sentiment gets way too bearish in one direction, and, my calculations identify the point at which bearishness will get that extreme, you know, markets tend to revert to the mean, or revert to the mean, however you want to look at it, but you often see a reversal around those turning points. Yesterday we were looking at the 1919 level on the futures possibly as far as the 1914 level on the futures as giving us a bottom with a move back up to the 1940 region potential. Breaking out over the 1940, well, now look where we are. I think we could see the exact same scenario in the metals, whether we get news to spike a reversal or not. So I'm not necessarily, I never have news on in my office ever. I'm just looking purely at calculations and charts.
Okay, let's look at calculations and charts. Let's talk about the conventional market again. A number of people, for example, a number of people are saying right now that we have a 25-year Great Depression right around the corner. Jim Rickards is saying that check the date of April 3rd, 2015. That's when it's really going to hit the fan. Any comments on that?
I think that is quite premature. Do we have a correction in front of us? I believe we'll get a correction in front of us. But to say right now that we're in for a depression, there are a lot of signs that, we haven't learned our lessons in the past, from the past. Debt levels, margin levels are back at extremes. So we haven't learned our lesson. But, to call for a depression at this point in time, I'm thinking it's just a little bit premature.
So, Avi, from an investment standpoint, sounds like you continue to think that having money in the conventional market is the safest play right now.
I'm not so sure I'd call it the safest play. Right now I am... when we're going into the market at this point in time, we're being very, very picky about the stocks that we're looking at. I'm not overly enthusiastic about the being long in the S&P 500 as we speak today. I'm open to getting long again, maybe within the next week, possibly, but I'm not at all open to being long right here. We actually the market back in August, I don't know, I think we spoke then, I was looking for a potential move up, back up from an 1890 target we had, which was hit right to the penny in the futures. We were looking for a move back up over 2000 from there. When we got over 2000, we started to really tailor back. The strength really petered out. And our true goal was around 2040. We only came up to about 2015, so we came about 25 points short, and then we got the invalidation signal of any higher. At that point, we started to look down towards the low 1900s. 1943 was my minimum target from there. And as long as we hold the 1905 level in the futures, I can still see a pattern taking us back up to the 2060 to 2100 region. However, based on where we're sitting right here as we speak, I need to see this market extend up into next week, up into the 1984 to 1993 target in the futures, which is roughly 1992 to 2000 in the S&P 500, for me to consider buying the pullback that would come right after that with the targets at those higher levels.
Avi, we've got about 1 minute left here. I want you to do me a favor, since you're a relatively new guest on the show. Tell our listeners how they can contact you and the service that you offer.
Well, our website is ElliottWaveTrader.net. I mean, they could just Google my name, Avi Gilbert, G-I-L-B-U-R-T, and usually that's one of the first things that come up. And, we offer a trading room, 2-week free trial, come check it out. But, it's pretty painless and simple, and we have some most amazing traders you've ever seen in this room. I mean, some of them even put me to shame. We have some incredible people, but that's how they can get me.
You know, I got to tell you, Abby's an interesting guy. You ought to take a look at what he has to say if you have an interest in technicals. We have a lot of folks on the show who are very involved in technicals, and I have to say that all of them are very, very good. Technicals happen to be Big Al's weak suit. Corey is getting stronger and stronger in that area because he realizes the value of them, as I also do. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with this week's Three Musketeers, Dr. Richard Postma, Chris Temple, Gary Savage. You know, we're going to do a little weekend market wrap. What happened this prior week? It was certainly an interesting period in the market in the sense that we had some real optimism Wednesday and Thursday for the gold market. That came crashing down yesterday, Friday. Gold was off over $23 on Friday. The conventional markets came back with a vengeance. Dow Jones Industrial Average skyrocketed over 200 points. NASDAQ was way, way up. It was up over 45 points. U.S. dollar up $1.05 on the index on Friday. I got to tell you, who'd have thought? Let's start with you, Gary.
Well, I wasn't really expecting the dollar to rally this much, and I was kind of looking for gold maybe to bottom, but I was expecting the stock market to bottom. It was deep in the timing band, so that really wasn't unexpected. And I think we got what we needed. We needed a real correction to really tamp down the sentiment, and we got it. And so I think we're now set up to where we can go back up and probably break through that 2000 barrier on the S&P and possibly even maybe get close to that 5,000 level in the NASDAQ by the end of the year.
Doc, let's get your take. I know when we chatted yesterday on Friday, you said that the precious metals are not looking good, but the conventional markets, they're looking a little bit stronger. They still are not up at their all-time high levels, that's for sure. They've pulled back a little bit. But what are some of your comments as we exit this week and head into the second week of October?
Well, for the conventional markets, I don't think they're going to go anywhere fast anytime soon. I think they're going to be a little bit range-bound. We might even move back down again next week a little bit, but I don't see them taking out their highs anytime soon. As far as gold, gold better have a good week or a bounce back next week, or I think we're going to be in deep trouble for October. And so I hope we see a bounce back next week to kind of consolidate where we're at. Otherwise, we may have a real problem.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I think we're going to have a real problem. I don't think it's necessarily the big problem is going to be starting quite that soon. But more on that one later. Chris, what's your summation?
Well, the rally in the stock market on Friday neither saved the stock market from having a down week, nor did it break the downtrend line that is still in place from its peak of roughly a month ago. You have to believe that the market is going to be able to continue to slough off all of the bad economic news and only grab onto a headline piece of information like it did Friday with the unemployment rate itself, and use that as an excuse on Friday as it did to come up from an oversold position. I still think the stock market, even in the near term, is in considerably more trouble than a lot of people do. There has been virtually nothing said about the hit coming to corporate earnings from the weakness overseas as well as from the strong dollar. And what astonishes me beyond that, not that this is the first time that the market will pick and choose what it wants and, you know, use any set of excuses to go higher, but before that headline jobs number on Friday, which incidentally included yet another goose egg for wage growth, that capped a week where the economic news stunk, whether you were looking at housing or industrial production or whatever. So the underlying economy is not near as good as a lot of people believe, and I still tend to think that we are not far from the point where those people pushing up the U.S. dollar thinking that the Fed's going to normalize interest rates next year are so far ahead of that it makes your head spin. And when that reality sets in, I don't know when, then you'll see a lot of these recent moves reverse. The dollar, for one, and everything that's been beat up as a consequence of the dollar strength, secondly.
Chris, before we get into a couple other aspects of the U.S. dollar, I want to chat about crude oil. We chatted earlier this week about crude and the announcement that came out of Saudi Arabia that they were not going to stick tight to their higher prices, that they were going to essentially come in and undercut or at least try to maintain their market share. Right now, as we close the week, oil was under $90 a barrel. Do you think this is going to continue the downward movement for oil?
Well, it's quite possible, but I'm glad you brought that up, Corey. You know, sometimes everybody's so worried about one particular asset, you know, let's say fold. Is it going to hold 1180? Isn't it? I mean, fundamentally, it shouldn't be going down, but again, it's a consequence of the dollar. Honestly, the issue of the gold price in isolation is a pimple on a flea in significance and potential importance compared to what happens with oil. You've got the geopolitical issues involved. You've got the seeming possibility that the U.S. government is indeed waging a kind of a war, trying to drive oil down, trying to drive the dollar up as a means to hurt ISIS and Russia and whoever, with no sense of what the consequences might be. You know, we talk a lot about the housing bubble and how that was one area where Wall Street several years back threw a whole lot of cheap credit and didn't care what the fallout was going to be in the end. But where have we seen that play repeated? We've seen it in student loans, and we've seen it in the oil patch. And with money being thrown at these oil and gas companies drilling holes in the ground and to this point now creating a glut near term in oil and gas, what happens if the prices go down and these companies can't pay all of these debts? Is this the next junk bond thing to blow up? You know, at least a few people are starting to talk about that in recent days on CNBC and elsewhere. I don't think this is being appreciated by people. So, I mean, there's more than we have time for today to talk about this, but this is, to me, one of the most important things as investors we can be watching right now.
Do you agree with that, Gary?
Well, I don't try and decipher fundamentals particularly. I just kind of watch the cycles, and I figure that the fundamentals are going to somehow or another, they always seem to confirm where we're at in the cycle count. And I'm going to tell you right now, oil made a lower intermediate low, and that is a sign to me that the three-year cycle in the commodity complex is now in decline, and the next three-year cycle low, which is the major cycle for the CRB, that's not due till next summer at the earliest, and it might even stretch into next fall. Yes, we are going to get a bounce here at some point, but I think everybody needs to be prepared that we're going to have at least one more leg down after that, and maybe even another short one after that. As scary and as frustrating as it is to watch gold and oil and everything collapse right now, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be like next summer or next fall when we get that three-year cycle low. So that will be a confluence of not only a daily and an intermediate and a yearly cycle, but you're also going to add a multi-year cycle on top of it. And so, you know, I think everybody needs to be prepared here and just ignore the fundamentals for a little bit and just be prepared for what's coming over the next year. And that is going to create unbelievable opportunities in the commodity sector. It's going to be painful while it's going on, but if you can, you know, set in cash or whatever, invest in the stock market right now, whatever. But if you've got cash at that bear market bottom, that's the point where millionaires and billionaires are created. But you just have to be patient and let it get there.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with the Three Musketeers, Chris Temple, Doc, and Gary Savage. You know, we have an interesting subject for discussion in the final segment of the show. We're going to be chatting with Glenn Downs, not on political issues, but on financial issues. And I want to start that discussion with you guys. You know, Gary, we were talking yesterday morning off mic about, what could happen to our economy and what could happen to basically the economy of the world if things don't continue to go along on an even path. And we all pretty much agreed that Keynesian economics, which is what we're in the throes of right now, just don't last forever. I mean, it's, you know, printing money just doesn't work forever. That's, I think, what's going to hit us. You're seeing more and more articles now. This started about 6 months ago, but more and more articles in the financial press are now stating, look out, we got a big one right around the corner. Big one being defined as another major depression. You've talked about it, Chris. We've talked about it. Doc, we've talked about it. I don't want to be a fear monger, and that's not the case at all. I think people need to be aware of that possibility. Doc, you want to start us out on this one?
Yeah, I will, Al. And my nervous index is up right now about a lot of things. Number one, the way commodities are getting hammered here, that is really bothersome. And why I say that is it tells me that we have oversupply and we have under demand. And those are two factors that you don't like to see. And I think it's just symbolic of how weak the global economy is right now. And I think it points out the fact that we're sitting here and watching another deleveraging happening. all over the globe. And that, to me, is very deflationary. And I think when you start to see that, a lot of people say, well, that's going to be good for the consumer. That's going to be good for businesses. But it isn't going to be when you don't have demand and you have net worth dropping and net income dropping for the consumer. So I think we're really sitting on a powder keg right now. And I don't think the stock market is going to be impervious to this either. I think when commodities go, I think a lot of other things have the potential of going. And I don't look like what I'm seeing right now. And it makes me very uncomfortable on what's happening globally with the finances of companies and also countries right now.
Chris, I know that you have comments on this. Can you also tie in your comments to what you think the Fed's reaction will be to all of this? Because they are the one that still continues, I think, to hold a pretty strong hand.
Well, I have 100% plus of the sentiment Stock just expressed. He put it very well. You know, as time has gone on, I started in the retail part of the financial business 35 years ago. And over that time, let alone if you want to go farther back in history, as time has gone on, more and more and more economic and now financial activity has depended less and less and less on what we all think an economy should be. You know, discovery of things, manufacturing, thrift, hard work, et cetera, et cetera. It's all this financial alchemy. And as time goes on, and as the amount of debt with our fractional reserve system and the interest on it, even these days at lower rates, has increased exponentially, it takes more and more and more of this money printing just to keep everything from imploding. And this is why I've said for a while, you know, the Fed got away in a couple of different means, or by a couple of different means, with unwinding most of QE. If it could get away with it, it would like to bump interest rates up at least once or twice, so that later when, you know, what Gary described hits, it can turn right around and ease again. Whether they get that far or not, who knows? But you know, we're about to see, and I read something recently from a guy, I can't remember who it was, but I love the way he put something. Because we have had, you know, a lot of the economy trying to deleverage for a long time, and the central bank keeps fighting it. And we see now at more of a tipping point in Japan again, in Europe, China's an accident waiting to happen. We're relatively better, but we're going to get dragged in the same direction. And I think what we're going to see is, and I'm paraphrasing this guy I read, this battle between inflationary and deflationary forces is about to enter a deeper, darker circle of hell.
All right, Gary, let's get your take on this. I know that you're saying that at the tail end of last segment that by summer next year it's going to be really bad. Is that going to, and then it's going to bounce back? What are you saying? Because it sounds like
Necessarily think it's going to be bad for the economy or the stock market, but I think it's going to be bad for commodities just simply because the CRB is due for that 3-year cycle low, that major, the largest cycle bottom is due. So I think that's going to be bad for commodities. Now that would be very good for companies, business, and consumers. If the price of gas and oil and food and everything we use is going down, then that's a good thing for most of us. Makes our lives easier. I do think that the Keynesian economics, you know, it works in the short run. It works in the intermediate even, but it doesn't work in the long term. And that's why we've been on this roller coaster ride. So, you know, in 98, 99, Greenspan cut rates, printed too much money, caused a bubble. Bubble pops. He goes back to the same Keynesian strategy, more money printing, more, you know, low interest rates, causes another bubble. Bubble pops, bad times again. They don't learn their lesson. Again, they go down the same path. Even bigger money printing, rates to zero. We're having the good times again, just like we did during the housing bubble. But there's going to be a price to pay for this party. So Keynesian economics works to a point. Works to a point to where everything, you know, the bubble pops, and then you have to pay the piper. Now, I can't tell you when that bubble is going to pop, but we clearly have a bubble forming in the stock market. And when it does pop, I think it's going to take the global economy down with it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't really seem to agree with Doc and myself and I guess Corey, in the sense that we think that we're getting very nervous at this moment in time. And we think that next summer could be when the bubble pops. And you're saying you don't think so. Is that right?
I don't really think so, because I think over the next, let's call it 8 months to a year, I think commodity prices are going to basically more or less go lower. You know, there'll be counter-trend rallies, but I think they're going to be going lower. And that's good. Lower gas prices is good. Gives people more discretionary income. Lower input costs for businesses is good. So I'm thinking we could see stock prices remain pretty strong all the way into that bottom on the CRB. What I'm looking for to mark a stock market top is a market that's is stretched extremely far above the mean. And we just don't have that right now. The stock market is basically crawling anywhere from 5 to 7% above the 200-day moving average. And that's not a market that's terribly stretched to me. Now, if we can get the S&P 20% above the 200-day moving average, then we need to become very nervous. That's the point at where the bubble in the stock market could pop. And then that would be the point where I would look for the Fed to, you know, step up and start printing again. But I don't think the money would go back into the stock market at that point. I think that liquidity, fresh liquidity from the Fed and liquidity coming out of the stock market would start to flow into the extremely undervalued commodity markets. So what I'm saying is be patient on the commodity bull at least. And, you know, if we can get a final top in the stock market, especially if we can get a parabolic move and a collapse, then I think that is the point at which all of this liquidity and inflation starts to move into the commodity markets. And, you know, for resource type investors, I think that's your opportunity for the investments that people want to make now, but it's just too early right now.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I feel very strongly that I don't want to be a fear monger, and I say that a million times a week, but, you know, and my family and my friends, et cetera, but we need to be aware of the conditions out there, and you need to be aware that there's always a possibility for some very, very seriously negative economic events to occur, really, and I think in the Western world. You know, keep your ears open, don't lose any sleep at night, but be informed. That's what's really important. Important. We're going to chat more about this in the next segment with Glenn Downs. Here is a rather, a very, very interesting individual who I think his thinking is along the same lines as ours. Come on our blog, tell you what you guys think, and we're going to be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the show with Glenn Downs. You know, we don't normally talk about political issues with Glenn. We're going to talk about some economic issues right now. And they're economic issues that I think are absolutely critical to what's going on in this country. Glenn, you know, you sent me an email earlier on Friday morning where you were talking about basically an attachment that had an article from Bloomberg Businessweek, and it was entitled Consumer Debt Hits an All-Time High. The reason that was really resonated with me is Friday morning prior to putting together an editorial with Gary Savage, we were talking about how things are going in this country, and Corey and I, you know, brought up the fact that, yeah, in the United States right now, people are living pretty good. And I said, yeah, but I think that's totally a result of the interest rate levels where they are. And, you know, these incredibly unrealistically low interest rates are allowing people to have something for nothing, at least initially. You've got, you know, people can buy cars for, you know, less than a percent and a half or whatever. People can do that on their consumer credit cards, et cetera, et cetera. And that to me is a major, major false flag. I mean, I got to believe that you're going to agree with me on that. But this article in Bloomberg really hit home. I mean, I am looking at a chart right now of consumer debt that was included in that article. And we'll include the link to this article along with this particular segment. But I got to tell you, you know, what happened in 07 and 08 and 05 and all the rest of it, it's just happening again in terms of the debt levels, only worse.
Well, that's right, Al. You know, Chris Temple on your show frequently makes allusions to the inherent unsound nature of the fractional reserve banking system. That is, it was a mathematical equation that ends up happening where you have compounding interest and debt levels, and therefore compounding interest payment levels on the rising debt, because in our system of monetary system, there's really not much actual money that's created. There's dollar-backed debt that's created through the commercial banking system. And that's the principal instrumentality through which the Fed affects monetary policy. So, this inflate or die situation that Chris Temple talks about, right now it's not money printing like Zimbabwe, it's credit creation. So you had the last deflating credit bubble happen, and then of course artificial interest rates are artificially lowered by central bankers around the world, which allowed the additional credit creation to keep the multiple deposit expansion of the fractional reserve system going. Well, now here we are once again saturated with debt, but at a higher debt level, and of course lower rates of interest. Well, when and if interest rates ever normalize, even come close to normalizing, it's going to be on this much higher base of debt. And of course, we don't even know. We talked about the consumer debt there. We've talked about, even though the federal government's deficit has been reduced from what it was, if you actually go look at debt to the penny, which is a website published by the U.S. Department of Treasury, you'll see that over the last 12 months, last 12 calendar months, we increased the total level of federal indebtedness by $1 trillion, and that's the lower level of deficit, by $1 trillion. And of course, as we discussed off mic before talking here, in addition to that, they're rolling over about $8 trillion of debt a year. So there's additional debt, plus you got to re-roll over, reservice the existing debt. So all of this, it's not like a new debt the federal government takes on will incur these higher rates of interest once the interest rates are normalized. It's almost half of the existing outstanding debt gets rolled over every year right now, and that will go up. So it's a really untenuous and unsustainable situation they've just tried to double down on failing paradigms, and they're kind of the fake it till you make it style government, I guess.
Well, Glenn, one aspect that this article kind of missed was also the amount of debt or leverage in the stock markets, which we have read multiple articles on how high that is. But that's a topic for another segment, I would say. One other aspect of this consumer debt that is quite worrisome to me is that what has been on the rise is auto loans, credit card debt, and student debt that is very high. And the auto loans and credit cards, those debts are really for non-productive assets. It's pretty much anything that you buy on a credit card or auto loan, most people assume is not going to be necessarily appreciating in value. And student loans, in this article, it is argued that, you know, those will help you in the long run earn more money. But what we're seeing right now is people graduating with higher levels of student debt and still no jobs. So to me, debt can sometimes be a good thing if you are using it to produce or to buy a productive asset to move forward to make more money. But the way that we are, I guess, brought up right now is this consumer die type of area where we buy more stuff that eventually is worth less money, but yet we're paying interest, so now we're paying even more for it in the long run. To me, this is not good, but this is also happening a lot of countries around the world, I would argue.
No question about it. There's been such distortions in the marketplace and such misallocation of resources that we don't really, or most people, obviously not listeners of the Corwin Economics Report, but most people in the world out there don't know how to distinguish between consumptive economic activity and productive economic activity. You talk about self-liquidating debt, which is debt that's put towards a productive activity. So I'm going to borrow money and say build a coal mine, and I will extract enough coal to pay off the debt and service the debt, and then some. That's a productive use of debt. But most of what is now passing as economic activity is really just consumptive activity. Borrow today to spend today on desirous things, as opposed, I'm not saying there's not economic utility to some of those things, but it's not you're not increasing the productive capacity of your economy. And so in that instance, all you're doing is, you know, debt is nothing in the world but a claim against the future. So you're now putting just additional claims against the future, taking future consumption, pulling it forward to today. But that's one of the problems with the way we measure economic activity in this country and around the world. Gross GDP is nothing in the world but a measure of spending. So you could actually shut down every mine, factory, farm, and productive activity in the country, and if some fool would lend you enough money to spend more money next year than you spent this year, GDP would go up, quote unquote. So an awful lot of what has passed for economic activity has really just been good, and economic growth for quite a while now has really just been done the old-fashioned way. We just borrowed it. We're borrowing it and spending it. And the problem with things like that student debt that you referenced is it's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. It's not going away. Those people that are living in their parents' basements and working at Starbucks trying to pay off the loan, the money they borrowed to go get their degree in Chaucerian literature or whatever it was, or they're not going to be consumers in the future. They're just trying to make it paycheck to paycheck and service the student loans. And so it's going to, we're building up claims against the future as we build up this debt. And my contention is, and I think your contention would be, that there are already more claims against the future than the future can reasonably be expected to satisfy. So as Bob Moriarty, your other frequent guest, likes to say, debt is always paid. And the question is it paid by the borrower? Is it going to be paid by the lender? But somehow that debt will get liquidated.
You know, I think in summary, the point that I would like to make here is we posted a very interesting article where Jim Rickards was quoted extensively, and the article was from a source called Money Morning. And in that article, Rickards is predicting that we're going to see in 2015, the spring of 2015, I believe the month was in April, that we're going to see the beginning of a terrible depression in the United States. Well, at the risk of sounding like a doomsayer, because I really don't want to necessarily sound that way, but I think people have to consider everything that's going on right now. And I think, Glenn, what you have been talking about during this final segment and what Corey and I chat about on a very regular basis is really important. I mean, the situation right now is not sustainable. And in light of that, I think people really need to stop and think about what they're doing to protect themselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the weekend edition. We're going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.